This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta is presenting her government's budget for the financial year 2025-26 in the Assembly. This is the first budget of the newly formed BJP-led government. Ms. Gupta, who also holds the finance portfolio, said 1 lakh crore rupee budget outlay focuses on development and growth of every sector.
बड़े गर्व के साथ मैं आज इस सदन के समक्ष बताना चाहती हूं कि इस बार का दिल्ली सरकार का बजट ऐतिहासिक है। 1 लाख करोड़ रुपए का प्रस्तावित किया गया है, क्योंकि न केवल दिल्ली के इतिहास में बल्कि देश में इतनी तरक्की करने वाला, जो कि 31.5% अधिक है पिछले साल की तुलना में, अभूतपूर्व और ऐतिहासिक बजट है।
The Chief Minister announced the capital expenditure of over 28,000 crore rupees has been allocated in the budget, which is almost double from the previous budget. Delhi government's flagship scheme, Mahila Samriddhi Yojana, also got an allocation of 5,100 crore rupees in the budget.
के इस विजन के साथ इसी के अनुरूप हमने घोषणा की थी कि दिल्ली की गरीब महिलाओं को प्रति माह 2,500 रुपए उपलब्ध कराए जाएंगे। और मुझे ये बताते हुए अत्यंत खुशी है कि न केवल इस योजना को महिला समृद्धि योजना के तौर पे लागू करने का फैसला 2025-26 में इसके हेड में हमने 5,100 करोड़ रुपए का प्रस्तावित प्रावधान किया, और साथ ही मातृत्व वंदना परियोजना के अंतर्गत जिसमें 21,000 रुपए गर्भवती महिलाओं और 6 पोषण किट दी जाएगी, उसमें 210 करोड़ रुपए का प्रावधान किया है।
The Delhi Chief Minister also announced allocation of 100 crore rupees to establish Atal Canteen at 100 different locations in the national capital. The Chief Minister termed this budget historic. She added that the budget will make Delhi a global infrastructure hub. A delegation of officials from the United States will visit India today for trade talks with Indian officials. The visit comes against the backdrop of US President Donald Trump's plan to impose reciprocal tariffs on various countries, including India. This visit by the US trade officials is significant as these tariffs are expected from 2nd of April, raising concerns among Indian exporters. In another development that could significantly impact India's energy sector, US President Donald Trump has threatened a 25% tariff on countries importing oil and gas from Venezuela. This move is seen as a fresh challenge to India's oil import diversification strategy amid rising geopolitical uncertainties. India has reiterated that Jammu and Kashmir will always be an integral part of the country and strongly condemned Pakistan for its repeated references to the region during a United Nations debate on peacekeeping reforms. Speaking at the UN Security Council, India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Parvatanani Harish, called Pakistan's remarks unwarranted and reaffirmed that Jammu and Kashmir was, is and will always be an integral part of India. He also stated that Pakistan continues to illegally occupy a part of Jammu and Kashmir and must vacate it. He emphasized that such repeated references neither validate Pakistan's illegal claims nor justify its state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. India's permanent representative also condemned Pakistan for attempting to divert attention from core discussions on peacekeeping. 3 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Dantewada district today. According to reports, a joint team of security forces launched an anti-Naxal operation in the forested area along the border of Bijapur and Dantewada districts. During the operation, an exchange of fire took place between the security forces and the Maoists this morning. Security forces have recovered the bodies of the Maoists along with a large cache of weapons and ammunition. A search operation is still underway in the area. In football, the Indian national team will take on Bangladesh in the crucial third round match of the AFC Asian Cup 2027 qualifiers in Shillong this evening at 7 p.m. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Punjab Kings at Ahmedabad from 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.